25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Scene, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap,
is back
from her trip to Barbados, and we have naked pictures of her posted at DougSteffens.com, so you can hustle there. All kinds of reasons to go to DougSteffens.com today. We are announcing the beginning of our Good Day crowdfunding episodic adventure into the world of helping people start their own crowd funds. You don't even know. I bet Roberta doesn't know, Kenny, what a crowdfund is.
Of course I know what crowdfunding is.
All right. Why are you so loud?
I don't know.
Maybe
ask the board operator.
I thought perhaps he wanted to make your presence felt because you haven't been here for so long. The Queen of Cheap back today. What do we have? Specials in a few minutes here, Roberta. What sort of things do you have? What sort of things have you been saving up to lay on us today from the Queen of Cheap?
Well, we got great discounts at some popular restaurants, and we have just a ton, and I mean a ton of freebies from Vistaprint, and some of these you're absolutely going to love.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a few minutes from now. Later in the hour, we'll do a television report, a lot of info on Jay Leno spreading across the mounted plains or the fruited plains. The mounted plains. Where did that come from? Anyway, so Roberta, you said you knew about crowdfunding. How do you know about crowdfunding?
It's just general knowledge.
It's
how people raise money for new little businesses they want to start or charities that they want to help out. A friend of Victoria's is starting a little kind of like an internet business, and he's gotten a whole bunch of money from crowdfunding.
All right, we're going to teach people how to do that. If he wants to learn how to do it the right way,
okay.
I've assembled a whole group of experts that are going to do web-based webinars, and there's a whole support system that we're building at the Good Day Program website and on our own Good Day Crowdfunding website, and the introduction will be today. It actually starts, I think, later this week. The reason I bring it up now is because I see that crowdfunding is being used by the family of Karen Black. How many people remember Karen Black, well-known actress during the 50s, 60s, and 70s? You'd remember her most because her eyes almost looked like they were crossed. If you look, she was sultry in a lot of westerns, but I think if you were to put her picture up, Kenny, you'd notice that her eyes never quite looked like they were focused. Anyway, her husband today has thanked a lot of her fans for their generosity after they donated to help pay for her cancer treatment. Now, this is really something that is disturbing in a number of different ways. Here's a well-known actress that I would have thought, I mean, she didn't make, she probably didn't become wealthy. She was an actress that worked under contract, I'm betting. In that era, most of the actors and actresses were under contract unless they became big stars. So she apparently doesn't have any money and doesn't have any insurance. So they set up an online fundraising crowdfunding page to raise $17,000 to cover the costs of sending her to visit specialists in Europe. Juliet Lewis, Alan Cummings, Patricia Arquette were among some of her pals who called on their Twitter fans to help boost donations. And the target of $17,000 was well reached. And then after the first few hours, the fundraising page has gone to $24,000.
Wow.
That was the last time we checked it last night. I'm betting it's probably more than that now. Crowdfunding works in a way you set up a goal and you give it X number of days, and whatever site you use, there's a new one called Crowdfunder. There are lots of them. We happen to be using Indiegogo for our Good Day crowdfunding effort, but there's a lot of different ones, and we'll teach you about that if you sign up. If you go visit, if you're in business or you want to start a business, you want to expand your business, you really ought to. If you're listening to me, go to DougSteffens.com and look at the Good Day crowdfunding. Just click onto that. It'll give you all the information about how we're going to do this. And if you want to watch the video of the day today, it is our crowdfunding experience just explained by Mike Hughes and me, mostly Mike. Well, it's me and Mike together, but I think, I said Mike. What did I say? Hughes? Hayes. What did I say?
Did I say Hughes?
I did say that.
Yeah,
okay.
Hughes.
All right.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's how we get started with our day today. And the other thing that is something, well, not the other, there are tons of things that are going on, Roberta, while you were gone, the essence of the Supreme Court's work this week, a lot of different things are being put before them, including the constitutional challenge to Proposition 8, banning gay marriage in California. This is something for both sides. Both sides get their licks in with this one. Prop 8, which was a California, and again, Kenny, I'm going to ask you to explain this because I remember reading it and not ever figuring it out. And Kenny lives in California, and he went through the same thing, but you knew what you were voting for, and you voted for it, though, right?
Right. It was so complicated. It was like a big paragraph of text on the ballot,
yeah.
And it was a lot of doublespeak, and basically, if you were for it, you had to vote against it, and if you were against it, you had to vote for it.
Right. Oh, right. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's so many of those damn things like that. So anyway, it passed, but most Californians didn't want it to pass, and it got challenged, and now it's going all the way to the Supreme Court, along with the DOMA Act, which is Defense of Marriage Act, which is the other side, right? The people who support that don't want gay marriage. So they're all down there. And one of the most interesting sideshows, Roberta, to this is something Kenny discovered about those who were in line to get the first tickets and what they're doing with it, Kenny.
They're selling them just like to any other event. The tickets for the Supreme Court hearings are free, but people started camping out last Thursday. And now they're selling them this morning, and you're going to pay up to $6,000 if you want a guaranteed seat in there.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
Can they do that?
Well, they are. This happened once before. What was it last year? There was another issue that came before the Supreme Court last year, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was hotly contested. Everybody was very interested in it. I don't remember what the issue was, but I know that there were people all over the place. And the news media types were happy to pay $6,000 from the scalpers to get in so they could bring the cameras in and record what was going on. So that's the sideshow. The main show is the discussion of gay marriage, but the sideshow is the news media paying $6,000 for anybody who wants to get in. These first people in line, in other words, what Kenny's telling you is the first people in line were given the available tickets. And in the greatest sense of American entrepreneurship, the first people turned around and said, okay, you want one? $6,000. And they got it. So who's foolish in that circumstance?
Yeah.
Hey, huh? And it's really pretty interesting. All right, so that's another item of interest that's going on. There is something that's spreading around like wildfire, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
A father sent an open letter to Victoria's Secret that a lot of people are talking about. I think... that we have, didn't we publish this at DougStephan.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm actually going to read it later on in the hour before we do the television report. Right now, though, we'll pause for a moment, and then Roberta's going to bring us up to date on the excitement that she has. She's going to tell us about her vacation. First, she's going to do her Queen of Cheap report coming right up here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Discover card, cashback concierge here.
Cashback concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is the cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
She's the queen.
Yes, she is.
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Roberta back from her trip to the Caribbean, and yeah, there are some pictures that are posted. I don't know. You wouldn't want to see the naked pictures of Roberta posted anyway. So just the regular family ones at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, her role as the Queen of Cheap had been... We had a lot of things, the Queen of Cheap, that are ongoing, but the fresh stuff didn't get added because we respect you and we respect the integrity
of
that position. Yes, you are,
yes,
in many ways.
Yes,
all right, so what do we have today?
Okay, let's start with Olive Garden. We've got a coupon for you, $5 off of two dinner entrees. This is good through April 4th, so you've got plenty of time to use it. Can print out a whole bunch of them, save a bunch of money there. Vistaprint has a ton of free stuff for you. You can get rubber return address stamps, customized calendars, customized T-shirts, free customized mugs, free business cards, and they're absolutely free. I mean, it's completely free, all this stuff. You just pay a little bit of shipping and handling. It's just a few dollars, but these make tremendous gifts. And now think Mother's Day and Father's Day. Some of these, the grandma and grandpa, mom and dad would love these with pictures of the kids on them. Tax Day coming up. But we've got some free tax programs from you for you. One, TurboTax, and one from H&R Block. These are absolutely free, and you can download them.
I'd like to have, can I have the ones, the from you ones, so they have my taxes already done?
Yeah, right. Those are good. Yeah. you don't have to
sign here
yourself, right?
Yeah.
So sign here. Yeah. Actually, everything is e-filing now. You can't even send in paper tax returns a lot of times.
Yeah.
To help pay for your taxes, Capital One 360 is going to give you a free $50 bonus with a new checking account. You could just open this up, get the free $50, you know, do the few little things they ask you to do, and then close it if you don't want it. And reminding you that coming up on April 9th, my favorite thing of the year, it's the Ben & Jerry's Free Cone Day. So this is a heads up to let you know that this is coming. And all of these wonderful things and much, much more can be found at the Queen of Cheap section of DougStephan.com.
Yep, it's on the homepage just below where we were giving you, paying attention to the crowdfunding stuff. Just below that, you'll see Roberta's box. And next to it is supermarket guru Phil Lebert's box. And today he helps you understand and maple syrup, where to get it this time of year. Lots is being brewed. It can be really great. There's also something that you, we were talking about this last week, or you had gone, Roberta. There's a new product called Suga, S-U-G-A, which is an all-natural and sugarless syrup that tastes as good. It's yummy, but it doesn't have all of the negative impact of some of the things you get in maple syrup. So if you have an allergy or something to it, this is a substitute. So Phil explains all of that. You have been to Barbados. You like to trip. You'll enjoy. You've been down there before, though, scuba diving.
Well, I've been down to the Caribbean before, and I've been to Barbados a couple of times. But this was just basically we stayed overnight in Barbados to catch the Wind Spirit, which is a sailing yacht. It's part of the Windstar Lines, and it's only 140 people max. I think there was 120 on our trip. So it's like being on a private yacht. It's really incredible.
Sounds like a
good
time.
It's just great. It's like I call it the anti-cruise, you know, because next to us was a huge celebrity yacht that carried like 5,000 people on it. And I'm looking at this thing I don't think so.
Yeah, right, you do. Lost in those things.
This was just absolutely wonderful and did a whole bunch of scuba diving, swam with turtles.
Great.
In the Tobago Cays, saw seahorses, dove some wrecks. Just great.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Is back on television on NBC. I think it was one of the few bright spots, Kenny, wasn't it, in their lineup last year?
I think so, yeah.
Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer's off today, and so is Richie. The four coaches started out The Voice last night. That's Adam Levine, Blake Shelton. The two new coaches are Usher and Shakira. This is them singing Come Together, which is an obvious attempt at having everybody think that they're going to work together. Yeah, so much for that. First performers on The Voice were the Morgan twins. They look identical, and the song is Fallen.
Oh, they're twins.
Oh, what did you say, Roberta?
They're twins.
Yes, they look identical. But sometimes twins are not identical. Don't be such a smart aleck. Crank it up, Michael. Roberta. Now, to understand the concept, if you don't remember this from last year, The Voice has these coaches turned around, and they're just listening to the performers.
Right.
And when they get ready, they think they hear something they like. They turn around and buzz, which means if they're the first ones to turn around, they get to pick these people for their team, right? You know, they get to pitch to the singers that they should belong to their team, and then the singers decide which team they're going to join, which coach they're going with. Isn't that how it works?
I believe so. Yes, why?
Yes, Doug, that's exactly how it works.
The support for me is overwhelming here. All right, next performers are Jess Kellner. Here's Jess Kellner. He's singing Can't Help Falling in Love. Usher and Shakira turn around and try to get Jess to join their team. Interesting.
She plays the ukulele on this?
Wow. Sounds like it, doesn't it, a little bit? Yeah. All right, what do you think, Kenny?
It doesn't do anything for me.
Roberta?
I'm waiting for Tiny Tim to come out.
Okay. Next! Mark Andrew, the next singer, with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'd be turned around already if I were one of them. I'd get him there.
So mama put my guns to the ground. Well, I can't shoot them anymore.
By the way, the Morgan twins chose Blake. Jess Kellner, chose Usher. Mark Andrew, picked Shakira, if you're interested. And Adam and Shakira turned around first. Next performer is Janetta Miranda singing Titanium. Sounds like every other singer that's on all these doggone shows, the same yelling and screaming, and not one of the coaches turned around. As a matter of fact, one of them said, "This sucks." So, I don't know, hold up much hope for Miss Miranda. Next performer is a lady named Danielle Bradbury singing me. I like this.
But either you say it just sounds like every other country singer.
Yeah, well, there aren't as many of them. Maybe that's why it's more acceptable. The three male judges turned around, tried to get Danielle to go with them, but she chose Blake. There's no heavy lifting in that. Here's another performer named Vito singing Boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I'd keep you on my arm.
Tell these young black singers, I think, sound the same. Am I off-base by saying that? That sounds the same to me.
I think a lot of the singers, period
sound the same.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, Usher, I got him to go to his team. So that was the first night, anyway, a taste of what went on in The Voice last night here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Pop superstar Lionel Richie is one of the most successful recording artists of all time. His latest album, Tuskegee, is a new take on some of his classic songs, recorded with some of the biggest stars in country music.
Very few times in life you get to plug in a song that should have been his song all the time. Easy Like Sunday Morning with Willie Nelson is, I can't find a better custom-made song on the planet. He opens his mouth and he sounds just like Willie Nelson. The next thing is that he could be singing a classical song. He could be singing a pop song. He could be singing anybody's song. When he opens his mouth and sings, "Why in the world would anybody put chains on me?" I mean, there was no more air in the room. His delivery was perfect. And then when he came down to the bridge, he said, "Now who's going to do the bridge?" I said, "Willie, I want to be high, so high." If I missed that statement coming out of your mouth, I would have missed half of the wonderful world that we live in. I can't sing that. You have to sing that. I got a line. Don't worry about the thing. So it was probably one of the highlights of this album is to have Willie on it. Because to me, you know, this is the generation that I grew up in. To have him on there was perfect.
That's Lionel Richie on his newest album, Tuskegee. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Nice to have Roberta Fasanelli back with us here on Good Day. Check out her vacation photos. The pictures are at DougSteffen.com. It's Tuesday. Ken Kessler is also here. Welcoming him back. He's actually been behind the scenes in front of the screen. He's been everywhere. He's all over the place.
Behind the screen.
Yeah, he's been all over the place. In a moment, the letter that the father wrote to Victoria's Secret. See what you think about that.
Could you send one of these girls over to my house?
Television report up and coming as well. I'm a traveler. As a matter of fact, I got to jump on a plane this afternoon and go back to Los Angeles for a couple of days. And I was at the airport the other day, and, you know, it's sort of like the wolf that cries too. No, what is it? The other way around. You cry wolf too much? Most of the people that I see, I mean, most is too much, many of the people that I see, when you get off of the plane at the airport, LAX is a perfect example because there are so many celebrities that are running in and out of LAX, like Angelina Jolie went through there yesterday, and people were looking at her, the press asking whether or not she's married because she was wearing a simple gold band on her wedding finger instead of that big engagement ring that she had. Mm. So people, oh, is she married? But I'm just thinking about the last time I was at LAX a week or so ago. And I was thinking about this young businesswoman who was irked because she'd been waiting for a shuttle bus to take her from the car rental lot to the terminal. And I'm understanding what she... I thought this myself. Every right to be upset because she could have missed her flight. Mm-hmm. Nobody seemed to respond to her, so she tweeted to the automobile rental company to tell them that this was not exactly the service that they promised. And I was fine with that. But then I began to wonder if we are all equally motivated to catch somebody doing something wrong, or are we motivated to catch somebody doing right, to commend them publicly. Mm-hmm. How many of you would send a note if you go to, let's say, the Hertz or the Enterprise or whatever, go to their website and tell the powers that be about a good employee?
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Oh, many times, yes.
Yeah. I think most people don't do that.
Absolutely.
Here's what you should do. Identify the deed and tell the person who did it that you were impressed. Don't waste time on flattery. Tell them something specific. Keep a keen eye out for people who, for example, at Enterprise all the time, they have good managers in most of the Enterprise stores that I go to. And I remember even the people at LAX, is Brian and is Keith, a number of people that I see all the time when I'm in and out of there. And those are people, I tell them that they're doing a good job, and I think that's what we ought to do. If you want excellent service, you need to recognize it and applaud it.
Oh,
as well
they,
as the
they
bad
usually
service.
Have employee numbers, so
yes.
I always ask them, you know, what's their identification
right.
number? So
yeah.
if I send a quick email to the company, I can identify them precisely.
It doesn't take very long to do it, and the effort is good. It raises the spirits of people, and it makes you feel good. If you want it to be all about you, you will feel better if you tell somebody something good rather than something bad. I'm not telling you. Listen, you'll never hear from me that you shouldn't complain about stuff that's bad, because I'm right there. But also, you need to tell people that it, maybe your friends, your family, or whatever, that I do this a lot with Enterprise, frankly, and I do it not with American Airlines, but with the people. Because I find the people on American, generally speaking, to be, maybe it's because I fly them so much and many of them recognize me when I'm on and off the plane, and maybe they give me a little something special because they recognize me. I know they did a great job with Charlotte and me last week when I came back with Charlotte. You weren't here, Roberta. I flew Charlotte back from LAX, and we got in the seat.
Uh-huh.
And she was sitting in the seat with me, and we took off, and we both
you
sort
like
of
in your lap?
Fell
or?
Asleep. Yeah, she was in my lap for a while, and then she was on the floor. But she kept sticking her nose through the seat to see who was in the seat behind me, and the person in the seat behind me was patting her and talking to her and came over, and I didn't know it until I got off the plane, because there were a lot of people that were sort of stirring around this woman, and I didn't know who it was.
Right.
Turned out to be Pat Benatar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't recognize her, but it was kind of cool. And so I'm happy. I used to, when the last guy that was running American was still there, I used to send him stuff all the time, and he would respond to me, good and bad. I remember we took the trip to Iraq. The people that went with us were superb, and I sent him a note back and forth. And so anyway, the point is that if you see something that's good, acknowledge it, as well as being eager to say something that's bad. Maybe that's a way to think about how to do things the right way.
But also, if you have a complaint, don't complain, and you're not getting any action from the, let's say, customer service, go straight to the top.
Yeah.
I recently did that. I had a microwave that they tried to repair about 8 times,
yeah.
And I wanted a new one from the company, and the service people were saying, oh, no, we can't do that. The company's saying that we have to try to repair it again.
Yeah.
So I called customer service, got no reaction. Well, I found the email for the top 3 people at this company.
Good for you.
Including the president of North America. Took a little sleuthing, you know, a little trial and error, and I sent a note to the 3 of them. I'm getting a new microwave.
Good for you. There you go. That's
so just
how to
go
do
straight
it.
To the top. You
yep.
can find the emails of these
good
people.
Way to
you
do
have
it.
To kind of poke around a yep. little bit, but they're there. They're there.
21 before the hour on Good Day. In a moment, that letter to Victoria's Secret. Right now, I want to have you think about what your home looks like as you prepare for Easter. Are you getting some beautiful little Easter cupcakes? Are you going to decorate for
peeps,
Easter?
Peeps.
Is there such a thing as an Easter wreath? I was trying to remember whether I remembered an Easter wreath when I was a
so.
Kid.
I think so. There's a lengthened
There's a lot of Easter egg decorating, though, and a lot of families have little contests for Easter egg decorating. And I'm looking at some pictures of some wonderful Easter eggs that are done in a way I've never seen them done before. Looks like 4 or 5 children in this family went way, way, way out to decorate the eggs and get them ready for next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's something that you have in your home and you're proud of it, may I suggest that you send along some photos of these Easter eggs in your home to HGTV. HGTV wants to see photos of what your home looks like this Easter.
Very
maybe
cool.
It's your pets, your children with the eggs. Maybe it'll be something that is in your neighborhood that's reflecting something that's important about Easter. Whatever it is, tag your best photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter. Share your photos, and you might see them on HGTV.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn care so much about money.
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
All right, so this is a letter, an open letter to Victoria's Secret. Kenny, can you give us the background to this? It's really become very controversial. I think we posted it at DougStephan.com, as a matter of fact.
We did. Victoria's Secret has a new line of underwear and bras that they call Bright Young Things. And it looks like it's intended for tweens, young girls, middle school age. They're saying it's for college, but all the ads show the girls look very young.
This is a letter written by a minister named Evan Dolive of Houston. Dear Victoria's Secret, I'm a father of a three-year-old girl. She loves princesses, Dora the Explorer, Doc McStuffins, and drawing pictures for people. Her favorite foods are peanut butter and jelly, cheese, and pistachios. Even though she's only three, as a parent, I've had those thoughts of my daughter growing up and not being the girl, the small girl that she is now. It is true what they say about children. They grow up fast. No matter how hard I try, I know that she'll not be that small ball of energy that she is now. One day, she'll be a rebellious teenager that will more than likely think her dad is a total goofball and want to distance herself from my embarrassing presence. I know that this is far down the line. I try to spend as much time as I can with her, making memories of this special time with her. But as I read an article posted on the Black Sphere, it really got me thinking what maybe the culture that we currently find ourselves in is not helping the cause. Recently, I read an article that Victoria's Secret is launching a line of underwear, bras aimed at middle school-age children. The line will be called Bright Young Things and will feature lace black cheeksters. What is that? What's a cheekster? With a word wild emblazoned on them. What's a cheekster? Anybody know?
Well, is that like your butt cheeks?
I suppose.
So it kind of sits there? I don't know.
How much I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the hipsters will be printed with feeling lucky. And lace
oh,
trim.
Oh, good Lord. Really?
Yeah, call me on the front is what they put. Feeling lucky on the back, call me is printed on the front. As a dad, this makes me sick. I believe this sends the wrong message to not only my daughter, but all the young girls. I don't want my daughter to ever think that her self-worth and acceptance by others is based on the choice of her undergarments. I don't want my daughter to ever think that to be popular or even attractive, she has to have emblazoned words on her butt. Sorry, bottom is what he wrote. I put butt. I want my daughter and every girl to be faced with tough decisions in their formative years of adolescence. Decisions like, should I be a doctor or a lawyer? Should I take a calculus class as a junior or a senior? Do I want to go to Texas A&M or University of Texas or some Ivy League school? Should I raise awareness for slave trafficking or a lack of water in developing nations? There are many more questions that all young women ought to be asking themselves, not, will a boy or a girl like me if I wear a call-me thong? I want my daughter to know that she is perfect the way she is. I want my daughter to know that no matter what underwear she's wearing, it does not define her. I believe that this new line, this Bright Young Things line, thwarts the efforts of empowering young women in this country. Bright Young Things give off the message that women are sex objects. This new line promotes it at a dangerously young age. I implore you to reconsider your decision to start this line. By doing so, you will put young girls' self-esteem, self-worth, and pride above profits. A letter to Victoria's Secret from her father, from this minister. And it really is disgusting. As a father, my daughter certainly has grown now, but I wouldn't have, if this had been around, 25 years ago when my daughter was that age, I wouldn't have let her go near him, even if she was a teenager. It would have been one of those things. And she wouldn't have done it because wasn't something. But even if you come from a good home, you get exposed to all of this stuff.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, what do you do? And this, I think the man made a statement that is worth repeating, and that's why I read it on the air. The Jay Leno story coming up here on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Rearview camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
IDK, you going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth Ford Mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SIG Inc. And any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Jay Leno took another shot at his own network last night as the NBC executives, brainstormers that they are, plot to replace him with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Here's Leno.
Doctors in Canada were shocked after pulling a 3-inch knife blade from the back of a 32-year-old man. The knife had been in there for 3 years. Imagine that. Guy had a knife in his back for 3 years, so he must have worked at NBC, too. I couldn't believe that.
Anyway, NBC is...
Have you heard about this alleged feud that I'm having with NBC? Well, I think it's going to be okay. This is real. I had dinner last night with a bunch of NBC executives. And to make up to me, listen to this, to make it up to me, what they did, they are sending my wife and I on an all-expenses-paid carnival cruise. How about that?
All right, so the latest is, yesterday, Fox made it public that they already are going after Jay Leno. It takes no brains to figure this out. If they're stupid enough to get rid of him at NBC, there are at least three people standing in line to try to grab him. Fox hasn't done anything late at night for years. When's the last time they had a credible late-night show on Fox? Anybody remember? I sure
wasn't that Arsenio?
Arsenio. How many years ago was that?
Yep.
That was 15 years ago, wasn't it?
At least,
more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to figure out whether they put them on at 11 o'clock or 11:30. Anyway, this is just... It is amazing how much money these people get paid who run these networks and how stupid they are. And not only they screwed up the Conan thing, they're going to screw this up again. So what do you think Jay Leno should say to NBC? Roberta, if you were Jay, what would you say to NBC?
I'd say, give me $30 million and I'll go away.
By the way, this guy cut his pay enough. He was getting $28 million, and he cut his pay to $14 million so that he could keep the people. They were going to fire a bunch of people on his staff, even though he makes kajillions for the network. It's amazing. It just is amazing. He made $80 million last year for NBC.
Exactly. Anyway, so?
Yeah. Okay, so let's fire him.
Give me the bucks, and I'll go. Why stay somewhere where it's a negative atmosphere?
I would think that would be... I'd want to get out. Yeah. I would want to get
NBC
out.
NBC is so stupid.
They really are stupid.
Though I must say, I do prefer Jimmy Fallon over Jay Leno.
Not me. No, not even close. Hey, you think it's an age thing?
It could be
he's
an age
funny.
Thing. I mean, Fallon
he's contemporary.
Is brilliant. Fallon is brilliant.
But he doesn't have the chops. He doesn't have the experience. And, you know, you'd think that these people would learn from the last mistake that they made, but they don't seem to want to. So, anyway, I wish Jay Leno well. I'll watch him wherever he is. I mean, it was to me, and so will millions of other people.
Absolutely.
51 after the hour.
Yeah.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I wish I had a big trumpet. Maybe we could find a trumpet to announce something that really is very, very special. It's connected to the Doug Stephan Good Day program and a new concept in getting businesses started, getting people who've got great ideas to the forefront. It's a concept called crowdfunding. And as of today, as of this moment, the Good Day program is launching the first radio reality series based on this new crowdfunding idea. This is a crowdfunder incubator program, in fact. The crowdfunding idea came together actually when a fellow named Mike Hayes that I've known for a long time, he's a media marketing person, and Robin Eschler, who is a lady that I met this past year who's a marketing professional, we've come together, and a lady named Ranjini Mukhopathai, she's a public relations pro. All of us are here together to sort of give you an idea how crowdfunding works, how you can learn about something that may help you or your business or somebody you know who is trying to come up with a great idea and doesn't have the money to do it. So let's start with Mike as the marketing professional here. This was an idea actually that you hatched. You deserve the credit for coming up with this particular plan. So if you can, and I know it's not easy for you, Mike, because you're a radio guy, to in 60 seconds or less explain what this is all about, it will be great.
Well, you know, people today need money. They need money maybe to start their own job, their own small business, to do something in their community or for their health. You can crowdfund, Doug, for anything. Well, crowdfunding has now reached a tipping point, and we've got the pros on the phone with us who are great at helping to put the crowd into crowdfunding. That means bring the funders in the crowd to a crowdfunding campaign. And that's to help launch a new product, start a new business, or really any cause-related or social event that is coming up. Again, I cannot emphasize enough the beauty of crowdfunding. It's a way for small business people or really almost anybody to access funds in a very tight economy. And the other thing we're going to do is not only help small business, but we also want to revolutionize traditional media. It's all coming together in a very exciting way, and we've got a couple of top pros here that really know how to help people get the crowd into their crowdfunding campaign.
Robin Eschler, What is the crowdfunding series on the radio all about?
The crowdfunding series on the radio is probably one of the most exciting parts of this whole venture. We're going to be doing a radio reality show where we're going to have contestants from our incubator that we've created, where we will be able to take people who are creating campaigns, who are excited about what they're raising money for, and put them in front of an audience somewhat like American Idol, where we can have the industry pros take a look at them, judge them, give them tips, and move them forward in what they're going to be accomplishing with their campaign. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be putting a lot of people together, and everybody's going to be learning and growing from this experience.
Sounds more like Shark Tank to me than American Idol. Keep going. Rajini, as a PR pro, what is the, you've dealt already with a lot of these crowdfunding campaigns. Would you explain a little how it works and how what we're doing here may enhance a lot of people's efforts to crowdfund?
There's a lot of elements that go into a successful crowdfunding campaign. And working with some successful campaigns like Stick and Find Technologies and Tetherboard, we've come across key elements that play into the role of making a campaign work properly, which is the video and the emphasis on how important the video is and the messaging in the video is, really coming up with some really creative and great perks. And getting your community involved with these perks that will benefit their lives and will benefit the campaign. And then also being able to explain your campaign in the right way and the right tone so that community involvement becomes really, really easy. So there's a lot of great ways that we can help startup companies, individuals, people with big ideas but small funds come up with great crowdfunding campaigns and then help incubate them and then put them in this great contest where they can go head-to-head on their different ideas.
All right, so my request is that all of you who are listening to this, check out gooddaycrowdfunding.com. That's gooddaycrowdfunding.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.